Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, good night, wherever you're listening this from. This is another episode of Black Seinfeld, show about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Intellectual ignorance, once again, hitting your ear. Sophisticated ignorance. Write the curses in cursive.
Of course.
I go by the name of Psyche.
I go by Bashanissa.
And today, man, we have another special guest, man. Another special guest, very talented brother, okay? Mr. Vashanife, please give it up for Vashanife, y'all.
Woo! How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Thanks for coming through, bro.
Thanks for having me,
man. How you been?
I'm good. I feel blessed, man. It's early.
Yeah, man. We do this every week, though. So we appreciate you for getting up.
No doubt.
This is definitely your third time on the show.
Yeah.
I like to say that.
This really is.
This is my third time on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
From our college days.
Okay, yeah. So this is a throwback. This is from your college. See, y'all done came up.
Trying, bro.
Yeah, consistency is the key. I see that for real.
Yeah, so if you check out our Facebook at Black Seinfeld NY, you actually see one of our videos of you freestyling on there.
That's right.
Oh, snap.
You go way back.
Yeah.
2014.
I feel like that was 2014.
That was 2014, man.
Jeez, yo.
Time flies.
Yeah, nah, time is flying. I done did a lot and a little bit. And like, I feel like I did nothing at all in that time, but I've had some eventful moments.
Well, we're going to definitely get into the stuff that you've been up to, but this is how we've actually met. I remember going downstairs at your college to the radio station, and at the time, the homie Mo was with you, and then this guy just started rapping out of nowhere. Shouts out to Mo. Salute to you.
Mo is a funny dude, man. Mo is the most mixy dude I knew.
But yeah.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked. You know, he was definitely in everybody's face, and that personality worked. It was real strong for some people, but you know what I'm saying? He made sure his presence was felt all the time.
He was either liked or disliked due to his personality. We were cool, though, but that's how I met you. And then this guy just started rapping, and he was nice. He just didn't stop. I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hobby, it's a passion, you know. I don't even know, honestly. I don't even know where it comes from. It just comes from somewhere, and then it comes to my head, and then it comes to the pen, and that's just the way it is.
Actually, we do remember one thing you told me, like a story about, you know, all these other rappers and MCs walk around with CDs, playing CDs, and you kind of had to battle them. It's like, all right, spit something.
Yeah, definitely, like... Now in my development, like, I'm a little bit different. I don't even, now I think about the business aspect of things more, you know, so I'm getting involved with stuff a lot differently, because when it comes to this music thing, it's all about entrepreneurship, and when it comes to media, it's all about entrepreneurship. But definitely, if you was a rapper and you came to me with a CD and you was asking for $2 or $3 for your CD, then you had to give me some bars right there on the spot, because I'm not going to wait and then get home and hear that the joint is trash and I just gave you $2, $3 for no reason. Now I'm tight because I'm a rapper, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even a rapper. I'm a musician, yeah, but you just played me, son.
I actually did try that. It's like, yo, spit me like 6 bars from the album, something.
And would they do it?
No, he walked away from it.
Ooh. Who did that?
It was around, probably, I don't know, somewhere in Manhattan while I was walking with my friends. And, you know, one of my friends got caught.
Uh-huh.
And say, wait, don't pay anything. Spit at least 6 bars.
And he ain't spit nothing?
He ain't spit anything. He walked away.
You never know. Sometimes it just be a straight blank CD.
Yeah.
And that's just their hustle. You know, New York, you got to get it anyway. So, exactly. Can't even be mad at that.
They probably assumed that he was a tourist or something if they got stopped.
Yeah. They just froze them, because some of these guys they come straight at you.
Yeah,
so they put the hand out like, "Yo, what's good, bro? How you da 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 da?"
They fearless. You might think that you know them for a long time, but you know it's all about grinding. So I can't, you know, it depends on who's doing it and how they doing it. Some people, they just doing it just to get a little meal real quick, or just to make sure that's their grind for the day. Some people, they really trying to push their name and push their brand. So for anybody that's trying to push their brand, I support that. You know what I'm saying? I got a brand I'm trying to push, and not even trying, because we don't even try to do nothing, you know. But this is just the small steps that we're doing to expose ourselves and to work.
I'd like to know, what would happen when you'd battle some of these rappers?
I mean, it wasn't really a battle. Like, if you got bars, then I'm going to give you that. I ain't got a problem, but then I'm going to just, if you nice enough, then I'm going to show you I got bars too. And if you not nice enough, I'm going to just give you $2 or $3 and be like, yo, that's what's up.
No worry.
Okay.
You know?
That's very nice of you. Yeah, I figured you'd be like, nah, man, I'm going to slaughter this kid now.
Nah. It's just because sometimes it's all about networking. You know, you got to make sure sometimes you network, you find somebody that's nice and somebody that's really on their grind, then you got to, you know, work with them.
Yeah.
You know, people.
People do evolve. People do get better.
They do. I've seen people that was trash and they got better. It's all about consistency, you know? So that's definitely what's up.
Okay, man, so let's talk about your background, man. Where are you originally from? Where's your family from, man?
My family's from Ghana. My family's from Ghana, West Africa. Mother and father, really. My pops is from Ghana, New York. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, for real. So my mom's from Ghana, West Africa. My pops from Ghana, New York.
And you actually took some time and you went to Ghana, right?
Yeah, in 2015. Shout out to Basics International. Miss Pat Wilkins, I went out there in 2015. I spent a year out there and I was doing some volunteer work for a nonprofit organization. And basically this is a woman from Queens, from Hollis, and she takes, to give y'all the short version, she takes these children off the streets and she puts them in school, and she finds supplies for them to go to school. So whether it be pens, pencils, books, but she has a whole, that's being modest, she has a whole center, and she's been doing this for 17, 18 years now. So I took the time out and I knew her, you know, went through the process, and I was able to go out there and actually teach rap to a lot of students.
That's awesome.
Teach hip hop and teach how writing could be therapeutic and things like that, how it's holistic. So I had a great experience out there. You should definitely look them up at Basics International. And
you find them on Facebook? Or?
You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Instagram. You can find them online, www.basicsinternational.org. Basics International, that's B-A-S-I-C-S. INTERNATIONAL.org.
Awesome.
I felt like I just had to spell in B real quick.
I was like, all right, he had the basics part right. Let's see if he knows international.
Like, if
real
I ain't
quick.
Get international, that would have been a meme. That would have been a problem.
Like, when you start spelling, it's like, all right, he's going all the way.
Yeah, yo. I'm just like, once you start, yo, you can't stop. If I was to just be like, yeah, internet,
y'all know how to spell international.
Y'all know that one, right? Y'all got it. Y'all good.
So my question for you is, what was your first start in hip hop? Like, how do you get in?
You don't get in. It's a culture. Mm-hmm. You just live it. You just breathe it. You just are it. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, me and my peoples, we started this joint, this organization, Nomadic Movements. And the thing that's beautiful about hip-hop and the thing that's beautiful about music in general is that it's international. You know, hip-hop is basically something that was born from nothing. You know, when you really think about the culture of it and, you know, the history of it, is something that we made from nothing. When they tried to take away the music, when they tried to take away all of our resources, we made something out of nothing, and that's something that we just do. So many people around the world can vibrate with it. So many people around the world, they feel empowered by it because it gives people a voice. It gives people that, you know what I'm saying, that freedom to be like, yo, this is what I'm about, whatever it is. I know y'all seen this online. There's the country hillbilly, like, there's hillbilly hip-hop.
Hillbilly hip-hop?
Bro, like,
you mean, I've seen a redneck. I've seen
redneck.
Some red. Yeah,
like,
I've seen
redneck,
one of them.
Like, straight.
Yeah.
And,
actually,
like,
yeah.
Confederate flags and all of that.
Yes, I've seen that. I know exactly what video you're talking
and
about.
You'd be surprised. Like, yo.
He's actually, like, he's not
bad.
He was all right.
Oh. I know what you're talking about. So yeah. It took me a minute to load in my head because I skimmed through it. He's actually spitting.
Yeah, he was not bad.
And it was just weird because it's like, yo, it's a culture. Like, you just, hip-hop heals. That's what it do. Hip-hop is just expression.
Mm-hmm. I always felt like hip-hop is is different from a lot of genres because we always have this hint of reality and realness within our music based on our background or whatever it is that we like, you know?
Right. A lot of pain and struggle. That's why I like to compare it to the blues. You know, it came from a lot of pain and struggle. And then someone came, put their hand in it and kind of, you know, tried to figure out and
make
money.
They made it lucrative. But even out of the pain and struggle, hip-hop is like, joint started in the parks, like, just
such as a party.
Yeah,
it was a party. Escape the pain and struggle. Escape all of the craziness that was going on in the Bronx around that time, and all of the fires and all of the crime and the gangs. But it was started by the young people, so hip hop got a young spirit. You know, sometimes it's hard to, like, you know, swallow the pill of what's going on in hip hop now, because it's like now we see the mumble rappers, the Uzi verse, all of that. And to a degree, we can hate on it. Me, that's not my type of hip hop, but I can't hate on it 100%. I can't hate on it at all, really, because it's just a different genre. It's a different genre. That's the thing. They not separating the genres. When you know alternative rock is different from punk rock,
of course.
You know what I'm saying? And you know punk rock is different from heavy metal. You know what I mean? But they just going to throw all of this in the bag of rap.
Yeah, they can cut it up into different eras.
You got to cut it up into different eras because it's a different sound, but it's still young people expressing what's going on right now. All of these young pill popping.
Trap era.
All of this trap era, it's because that's what's going on. That's what they doing.
That's facts. And what I always like to say about this current generation is, it's different now because we have the internet. So if you don't want to listen to mumble rappers, like, you really don't have to. You don't have to listen to the radio anymore. You could just go on YouTube and listen to the rappers that you rock with. You can listen because we still have the Drakes and the Kanyes and the Kendricks and the J. Cole, J. Elect. We still have those rappers. I mean, they're still a part of this new generation, technically, if you really think about it. So you don't have to listen to necessarily the mumble or trap rappers.
I have an interesting question for you.
What's up?
So I'm like, in the age of like hip hop, you know, purists, you have a purist aspect to it. Do you feel like the new artists are like a mental show? Like they're being picked out on like who's the most, like, not the best rappers,
but who the most like viral.
Viral.
Yeah, that's definitely where the game is at, but the game changes, you know. It's definitely based off of who's the most viral, who's internet. You said who's the most viral, but now that means we got the responsibility of going viral. That is just another aspect that's added to the business of it. You responsible for that. Like me, part of what we do is we do social media marketing. Like I just finished doing a promotion for a show for Asase Ya, which is a drum and dance company from Brooklyn, you know, and they like one of the most fire African dance companies, point blank period, done performed around the world like crazy. And we did a marketing promotion for them, because at the end of the day, someone could do music, but if you don't know how to push your brand, if you don't know how to push a label, if you don't know how to advertise and market yourself, then it's not going to go nowhere, and it's not going to be for nothing. There's a lane. They done made it that there's a lane for everything. You just got to find your lane and plug in and do whatever you got to do to make it. I look at my number one artist in the game right now is Nipsey Hussle. All
right.
Yeah.
Number one.
So I'm going to ask you, is the best album, like, what's your favorite album in 2017?
2017. Damn, what did I really listen to 2017? I was in my bag.
We could go back to the answer.
I respect it, but yeah, Nipsey Hussle. Why Nipsey Hussle?
Yeah, because it's great. I've been listening to Nipsey Hussle since forever. I've been on the marathon since forever, you know. But just the way he's going about it, his mindset, his business mindset is real proper. It's correct. It's the way it's supposed to be. You waited all these years. He coming out with Victory Lap. You know what I mean? Like, he just do things correct.
His recent deal with Atlantic Records too.
Yes. The way he did it, it's his first album. You know what I'm saying? He owns everything. It's a business deal. It's not.
He's not signed.
Yeah, yo. And that's
he owns his own masters.
He owns everything. And it's why not? we supposed to own everything. They've been coming in the game and doing wild things to people forever. You know, I always had the talent to rap, but I never wanted to pursue nothing like this because I was like, it's too just
corporately
like,
managed.
Yeah, and just like too stereotypical for me. Like, yo, I'm good. Like, yeah, I can rap, but I'm good.
What do you mean by stereotypical?
That's, you know, that's how they, that's the only way they see us as successful. If we a rapper or a ball player or football player or something like that, that's like, oh, that's what you, like, just fitting the stereotype. Even dudes, that's nice, you know what I mean? But, like, when you see a lot of these hip-hop managers and hip-hop right now is becoming more independently owned. When, like, I'm a businessman. Me, I'm a musician. And I'm a businessman. I'm an entrepreneur. And I'm a brand advocate. That's it. But rap is the tool in which I use, and that's also the tool in which I use to express myself, and it's the tool in which I use to teach students. So that's the tool, but you're not going to define me by that, because that means when it comes time for me to step inside an office, you're going to try to play me. We're not having that. Mm.
So you also do give back, and you were discussing how you do work with kids, man.
Yeah, right now I'm working. Right now, I'm working with my family, and one of my brothers. Shout out to my brother Quay. He's been doing this GPS to manhood thing in a school in the Bronx, School for the Excellence in the Bronx, and basically it's just teaching kids in different situations how to deal with life. You know, and it's kind of more from like a metaphysical, spiritual point of view, but just dealing with kids on a real life basis, like not telling them what you think, what's the right answer. Like, what happens when kids really ask you some real stuff? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if they, like really building these situations, like, yo, what happens if you got your girl pregnant right now? Talking to high school kids. Like, let's find out what the situation is. Let's find out how to, you know, let's talk about stuff, and then that way they can guide, they use the GPS through life. So just based off of certain principles, how you feel and how you're supposed to feel, how society tells you to feel, and just knowing the difference between all three and knowing who you are, you know what I mean? Making sure they got their voice real profound. So I've been doing that, and I've been using rap to do that too. So, you know, he do it through, he's a performer, amazing drummer. He do it through his way. Me, I'm an artist. I'm a lyricist. I do it through my way, and it just always works.
So you're still crafting music?
Still crafting music. I chilled for a minute, but actually, for this recent promotion that we did for Asasaya, Nomadic Movements, we collaborated on some music for their promotion, for their online promotion. It got out a little bit late, but we still... We definitely working constantly.
As a rapper today, do you feel like you need to comment on the politics, especially in the year of the 45?
Nah, not at all. I mean, me, when it comes to politics,
you don't have to be PC, dog. Shoot from the hip, man.
All of that shit is foolishness. You know, right now, it's showing. Right now, it's like they've been having us in this maze. So they just giving us a new maze. The trick is to make sure that you're not focused on yourself. You know what I'm saying? So now, every day since 45 have been in, you know what I mean, Cheeto Man, I have every single day. There hasn't been a day that I haven't seen. Like, if I come home, you know what I mean? I'm often not home. But if I swing in for a couple days or a day or two, son, my people's always got the news on. You know what I'm saying? It's always on. Everything is about him. So all of our focus, attention, creative power, creative intent, everything is reactive on him as opposed to being the cause of whatever our reality that we want to experience. We are dealing with the effect, and we are only responding. So, you know what I mean? It depends on people's focus. Like, they switching up. It's good because it's awakening people to be like, okay, we need to work together, da-da-da-da-da-da. But also, it's kind of doing too good of a job because everybody's just focused on that. That's, you know what I mean? And come on, it's not even surprising. Like, look at this country. Look at the history of this country. Like,
very true.
This is like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like if somebody like robbed you and then, you know what I mean, son got locked or went to jail or something and he got out and he went back to jail for robbing somebody else or whatever. It's like there's only so many times I want to hear a story about him. Like, you're going to come in my space, you got to talk about something positive. You're not just going to keep talking about son that keep robbing people like 10 days, like 10, like every time you see me, you're not just going to always talk about, yo, son, you know, son, that, yo, he just got locked again. Be like, son, this is the 45th time he got locked. Yo.
Okay.
I'm not even interested in hearing about him no more. You know what I mean? I want to learn how I could build other parts of the world or whatever. I'm not even interested in hearing about son that keep robbing me.
Interesting take.
I respect that. Yeah. Man. Dang, I learned some stuff here today. Dropping some jewels, man. I know. I understand what you're saying because I feel like the news right now is just been the hottest that it's ever been. And it's
saturated.
And it's due to him. It's like the news has turned into a reality show.
Right.
And
you have social media for that, too.
That is very true.
It's sad to say, but it also has its devils, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's a businessman. So a lot of the stuff that he's doing, as you would say, it's great marketing. Like great. The whole Covfefe thing. I thought, although I can't stand him, I thought that was genius. I thought I was going to see Covfefe hats, Covfefe t-shirts, all of that. But in watching this whole campaign, I know this sounds bad now, but I understand all of the different positions of the presidential campaign, all of the presidential cabinets. Like, I know who's in this cabinet. I know what they do now, and it's all because of him. And it's because a lot of them are inexperienced. So I know about Ben Carson, I know about Nikki Haley, I know about Linda McMahon, I know about all these people now. That's because they're all inexperienced, and I felt like I should have known this before.
Yo, you see? And so it's crazy how something so negative could be a blessing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you less ignorant to that part of the law. I'm still ignorant, I'm sorry to say, because I'm tired of these you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of it. You know what I mean? I just want to go. You know what I mean? Just want to travel. I'll probably go take care of some kids in Africa. Go as soon as I make sure my money is right here and my peoples is okay here. Man, I mean, 45, 46, 47, 48, going to do the next thing. The same thing as all of them, son. They just all going to keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, people don't want to talk about Obama, but the people in this cabinet, pretty much the same people from the same company. It's just Trump just decided to choose the faces that everybody else knows. Like, oh, that's the person from, you know, it's like,
you feel me?
Yeah, Obama was choosing people too, but they're like deep down. You wouldn't know down unless you worked at the company or you did a lot of research.
Right. Obama was great for inspiring the youth. That's definitely why I love him as a public icon, as a public figure, inspiring young little black kids. Like, yo, I could be the president. That was dope.
Yeah.
Anything else? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was president of the United States.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, drones and everything.
Yeah, you know, there's a whole lot that comes with it. Yeah. But for the little kids that don't know that far yet, they got to be able to believe in that. That's what's up.
So definitely history making too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I want to get back into Africa real quick because I'm always interested in African culture. I'd like to know, what's the difference in your perspective between African culture and American culture?
African culture and American culture. Wow. Okay. So it's crazy because there's African culture.
Mm-hmm.
There's African culture in America. There's American culture in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess there's just American culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's really is mad sub-levels. But African culture, like me, I'm a traditional African practitioner. I believe in African culture like that. You know, I play drums, everything. I pray. I'm very spiritual. So African culture, that's where your morals come from. That's where certain traditions, like we just did the Nancy Tell story. You know, that was the performance that the group of Saseya did. And that story is based off of ancient African traditions in Ghana. And it's just the morals of how to act and da-da-da. Kwaku Anansi, he's a greedy person, but he's slick and he's smart and da-da-da-da-da-da. So African culture, I think it fortifies you. Your spirit, your soul, I think, you know what I'm saying? It gives you a sense of identity in this world that a lot of people be missing sometimes. So that's dope. African culture in America is kind of like the same thing. You know, people, they came back and they found something. They found what they was looking for. They found an identity, because after the Garveyites, and like, government's not having us really having no identity. They not with it. Mm-hmm. So they going to put whatever little cracks in the system that they can. But Africa itself, people think it's like a bunch of twigs and stuff like that, bro. It's not even the case. Afrobeat is so huge. You know what I mean? My favorite artist is Stone Boy. And you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Wiley, dope too. But where I was at, when I was volunteering in Ghana, is near his old neighborhood. But Afrobeat is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And Afrobeat itself has a crazy culture, and it's so developed, and it's so...
Afrobeat, the genre? Or?
The genre.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because the whole culture behind it, like, it ain't no game. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in Choco, Choco is the town in Ghana that, mm-hmm. that Basics International is in. And you riding on a motorcycle in like 3 a.m., you passing a junction, and there's speakers like 10 feet, 12 feet in the air, music blaring still from something, some type of event going on. And the way these kids is dancing in the street is like a midnight disco.
Like, that sounds fun.
Street party, straight, because they feel like they just, everything is music, everything is dance, everything is, you know, just to escape some of they daily life struggles. But they dance, you know what I mean? And it's like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. out in the streets, just like that's what it is. So it's real expressive, you know, it's real expressive, but... you go to Africa now, there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of American influence. Mm. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of...
That's where the American culture comes in.
Yeah, right. American culture in Africa, there's a lot of American influence, yo. I went over there, and they was like, yo, they was listening to Young Thug. You know what I mean? They was listening to Young Thug and all of that. Yeah, they was listening to
everything
stuff
that we're doing now.
Yeah, I heard Bobby Shmurda, honestly, in like
what?
The shop, right? Like the equivalent of a Target.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
shopping in the department store, and I heard Bobby Shmurda playing on the loudspeaker. Yo, I was like, yo, that's amazing. Curses and everything. It wasn't
the
even
power
censored.
Of hip hop.
I was
going to
ask you about that.
It was not even censored, yo. Wow. It was definitely, it wasn't Hot Boy. It wasn't, nah, it was
wow,
the original, everything.
Interesting.
That is dope, man. So we here with Vash the Knife. We're going to take a quick break. Since it's Black History Month, man, I thought it would be a great... This would be a great way to start off the month with a great track from the old Kanye. We're going to get into that whole weeks later. And this is from the Late Registration album. It's Crack Music featuring The Game. We'll be right back. Black Seinfeld.
That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music. Ronald Reagan cooked up an answer. You hear that? What Gil Scott was hearing when our heroes and heroines got clipped on heroin. When crack raised the murder rate in D.C. and Maryland. We invested in that. It's like we got Merrill Lynch. And we've been hanging from the same tree ever since. Sometimes I feel the music is the only medicine. So we cook it, cut it, measure it, bag it, sell it. The fiends cop it. Nowadays they can't tell it. That's that good. We ain't sure, man. Put the CD on your tongue. Yeah, that's pure, man. That's that crack music, crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music. Mothers is hardy home, and the mighty gones lock us up in the arty home. How the Mexicans say we just trying to party home. They want to pack us all in a box like styrofoam. Who gave Saddam anthrax? George Bush got the answers.
Back in the hood, it's a different type of chemical. Arm and Hammer, bacon, soda, raise they whole quota. Right when our soldiers ran for the stove, cuz dreams of being hope and went from being a broke man to being a dope man to being a president. Look, there's hope, man. This that inspiration for the Mo's and the folks, man. Shorty come and see his mama straight overdosing. And this is the soundtrack. This the type of music that you make when you round that. Crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music. America's addiction. Those who ain't even black use it. We gonna keep bagging up this here crack music.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Black Seinfeld, Shellbot, absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Back here with our special guest, Vash the Knife. And that was Crack Music featuring Kanye West in the Game. And I just like to say this real quick. When our audio engineer, Michael G. Haskins, put on the track, I was like, look, Mr. Haskins, Mike, listen to the track. He was feeling the track a lot, man. He was definitely feeling it.
The funny thing about this song, real quick, the Game does have a verse for it.
Yes.
But it didn't fit the theme of the music. So later on, when I guess they had a mixtape.
Yeah, when Game had a mixtape.
That's when he dropped the original.
Yeah, because he was talking about G-Unit and 50 and the whole beef going on. And I understood why Kanye took his part out and he just left the chorus.
Which is great. It was fitting for the song. But
it still hits my soul to this very day. It's a really good track.
Yeah. I got some random questions for you, don't mind asking.
All right.
I'm answering. So, like, this, as we were talking about, there's different eras of hip hop.
Right.
Is there a particular era that you wouldn't mind being a rapper in outside of today's era?
That's a good question.
Because I have my answer. You think of an answer too.
Particular era that I would like to be in.
Yeah.
I mean, if I say the golden era for me, you know what I mean, then I'm just inviting a whole lot of, the culture is probably crazy then in the 90s, late 80s to the 90s.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just the way the culture was probably raw, like real competitive, real, like, you know what I'm saying, street teams, like everything. But I would not know. This era is actually perfect. Yeah, okay. All right. That sounds like a whole lot more work, son.
Yeah,
no lie.
The 80s and late 80s to early 90s was the era of the rise of the MCs.
Right.
That's when DJs started taking the background to everything.
All right. So I know what your answer would be.
No, for me, it's like a little bit after that. When it got a little bit calmer, more jazz influence. So the late 90s to early 2000s.
Mm. All right.
Like the whole...
late 90s to early 2000s.
Yeah.
So like...
Tribe... De La Soul,
Outkast,
yeah,
like that era, all the way to like the Roots, and that era,
huh?
Because it was more about like
you thought about this,
yeah. You want to compare that era again because it kind of came back to life during the whole 2007 2012 backpack era. Where that's the era that original Drake came in when he was actually rapping.
Yeah, 2007.
Yeah, that whole era. So it's like it was kind of reflection. Kanye killed that one, then revived it again.
Right.
Then killed that one again. It's just a funny joke to me.
Kanye done had a heavy hand in a lot of history, yo.
Yeah.
He definitely has. He's been a major influencer in a lot.
He definitely ended. I remember Questlove saying that during the Dave Chappelle block party. Uh-huh. Then he had every rapper that you could think of, Talib Kweli, Mos Def. They were the era of the late 90s, early 2000s.
Right.
Then Kanye came out, and Questlove, playing the drums, he said, okay, this is, the moment he realized that Kanye has killed everybody and had made a new era.
Wow.
Because he said Kanye was the reason. It was the turning point of their era to the era that he's created now.
Right.
I mean, think about it. He single-handedly killed gangster rap September 11th, 2007.
Yeah.
It was a day I'll never, ever forget. Because if you don't remember, 50 Cent thought that he can outsell Kanye West's graduation with Curtis. Yeah. And he said if Kanye outsells him, he would stop rapping. Of course, that didn't happen, but...
Of course not.
I thought Kanye destroyed him in sales.
That was great marketing. That's what
I thought. That was a amazing marketing ploy, because people was eating that up.
I felt like they should went a bit harder. Maybe not do a diss record, but talk about it in more interviews.
I thought it was great because it was one of those. It was just a battle. It wasn't a beef or anything. Yeah. It was just a straight battle. There wasn't a lot of violence behind it or anything. It was just like, I think I'm better. You obviously think you're better. Let's see.
Yeah. I'm a fan like of that. Both. It kind of hurt
Fifth,
me.
Wasn't Fifth on that album?
No. But he did get a quote.
Like 50 told me, go ahead and switch the style up, and if they hit and let them, make them watch the money pile up.
That was a hard album.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
That was the musical evolution of Kanye, because he stopped using a lot of live instrumentation. Then he went a lot with synthesizers, and he used a lot of, I'd say, electro and dance beats. He sampled Daft Punk and all that.
My least favorite era, Kanye, just letting everybody know.
Oh, yeah, you keep saying, you don't really...
What era of Kanye you like?
No, I like every era except for that one in particular, and because he went more pop in that one. Every song was excellent, but every song was a hit single.
It was like an anthem.
It was
Yeah, that's why I thought that joint was hard.
No, I'm saying every song individually was great, but as a project, as the whole, the whole album, because I'm an album person, I had to listen to the whole thing before I even call you, one of my favorites.
Okay.
I can't, nowadays, one, not dissing designer, but he had Panda and kind of went on tour with just Panda.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the day and age that we in now.
Yeah.
You could go on tour with a single.
I think that's insane.
Cardi B's doing it. No, that kid.
She has projects now.
I know, but I'm saying when she had Bodak Yellow.
Yeah, she went on tour.
True. I mean, she did have the mixtapes, the Gangsta B mixtape Volume 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But it was those singles that got her on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was those singles, man.
That singles.
6ix9ine, Tekashi too. Looking at all them singles he's having out right now. Yeah. I like his energy and all, but
he's not. He's not for the people.
Yeah, but I like his energy.
He's very problematic.
Absolutely, with all the controversy he's going through and all that. But I can't lie. His energy is nice, man. Especially that track with Fetty Wap and A Boogie.
Yeah.
I can't deny it, man. I kind of like it, though.
So speaking of energy.
It's catchy.
You perform most of the time?
I haven't performed in a little while.
Okay.
I went to Brick before. Just to do a little something at Brick. That was cool. But I'll be busy. Really, this past couple years, I've been really focused on the business. I've been really, really focused on manifesting and maintaining my business. So Nomadic Movements is now moving. Nomadic Movements. And but I got crazy artists. You know what I mean? Crazy artists.
Speak on them.
Oh, shout out my man Sin the Nomad. He, yo, I can't even speak on him, wouldn't even do him justice. You know what I'm saying? He's crazy. He's crazy. Certain people is like, you know music, and certain people you listen to, you like, nah, Son done, he done, he did something with the craft. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we like to push it to. But we all, you know, the premise behind our business, my fool, just so you can have some clarity, is basically we are a collective creative media network. You know what I'm saying? And so we don't just deal with rappers. I'm a rapper, and that's how I would use my part, you know what I mean, to add into the brand. But it's about telling a storyline via social media using our different artwork. So everyone, if you was to join, gets a character, this and the third. So it blurs the lines of reality. It's kind of like a music comic, you know what I'm saying? Like comic.
Okay.
So
dope.
So we got, like, when you come, like, people that come in, like, you get probed, like, not probed, but, like, what's your character going to be? We got illustrators that's going to draw your character, and then this is your continuous, and we just want to create a different culture for the music to be like, yo, we could do anything. We can hop in any lane, yo.
reminds me of early work Wu-Tang.
Yeah, it's definitely some Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? So, but you know what I mean? Sin, Cancer, Cancerous Beats, Born Sane, Cynic, Artisan of Cynic, like, we got some artists over there, and they got bars, you know what I mean? They got bars. We ain't even playing around, and I just like connecting with a lot of different artists, so I like networking, just saying what's up to different people. Shout out Jay Prob, did a song with him before I went to Ghana. That joint was a huge, huge song, but he's doing his thing as a photographer, but he also always performs, and he's always doing his thing, marketing his brand, The point is, I'm seeing a whole lot of more businessmen out here. Right. And like I said before, like, we got to take it as a business. If not, they going to try and feed us whatever slop. You know what I mean? So
is it difficult working on the business aspect and also working on that rapping aspect?
Yeah, it's definitely time consuming. It's definitely very time consuming. So I like to try and schedule myself. You know, like, if I could, like, we got a studio, so sometimes when my day is done, like, often I don't even go home, because I'll go to the stool and I'll just lock myself in the booth, you know what I mean? And whether I'm rapping or not, but I just lock myself in the booth and I'll just stay in there till the morning, till the crack of the morning, and I'll walk home, get ready, go to the train station, go to work or whatever. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, whatever I do in that time, I might be recording, or I might just be meditating, or I might be working on a marketing standpoint, but I give myself like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to do each thing, and then I switch off to the next thing, take a nap, wake up, all different.
Word. Now, I've been waiting for this for a week, for like 2 weeks, man. I know you got some bars, bruh. I know you got bars.
Definitely.
You mind giving the people just a little taste of what it is you do, bruh? A little taste?
Yeah.
Go acapella, man.
Acapella?
Acapella one time for him, bruh. All
right, no, all right.
I gotta record this, man. This is gonna be a great little clip for IG.
Yeah, I gotta keep it clean, right?
Keep it clean, you know. This is like Freestyle Fridays. Keep it clean, you know what I mean?
What's today? Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday. So we wild out Wednesday.
Yeah, early Wednesday morning. This is Mercury.
Get it. Bash the Knife. You already know. I always wanna do this. Not everyone could come up here and spit some bars, man. You come up here, you spit that real.
You gotta do his face when you do it too, man.
He put that
attitude on it. Shout out Flex. He's funny. Flex made me laugh. I'll be watching Flex joint. I'll be like, yo, son, he got a whole lot of attitude, man.
It's Bash the Knife. Get ready, man. Black Seinfeld. Show about nothing. Spit that.
All right. Let's see. I said, I'm feeling vicious. I'm gifted, no victim on. You know, you can't rush hours. That means no victim on. You can't rush hours. But look, I'm feeling vicious. I'm gifted, no victim on. Confidence builds a little with every honey that moans. We did it without a loan. I'm too grown for the kid pity. Flow smoother than crushed grapes by Diddy. Diddy inform you that he was the savior. Remind you of Ali back when he beat Frazier. Then he beat Foreman. Then he beat Frazier. Rumble in the jungle. Yeah, the champ so amazing. I'm butterflying, barely touching the floor. And greedy niggas still have deadly character flaws. They want to see you fall out of the loop, catching shots like the ball in the hoop, because you balling in coops. That's why I'm so focused on what I need to be focused on. I provolone that if you get a little provolone with some drive, watch your goals unfold. Listen to God direct, like the Pope is gone. You got the juice, the Pope is gone. That's Pope fiction. If life's a movie, I'm working on getting Emmys. Trade a penny for my thoughts, bring a rack, and I'll give you plenty. Listen, I was blessed with this intuition. Dodge and weave, strike with precision. Best believe I'm the latest edition, but I need my first belt. Yeah, I'm looking for listing. That's just something light.
Woo.
Those are old bars. That's just something light.
I always wanted to say this too. You whack rappers. Y'all can't come up here if you don't want to spit bars like my man Faster Knife.
I feel blessed. I feel blessed.
Spit
to just be
that
here.
Real. Come up here. You spit some bars. If it's whack, we letting you know. Tell them, Bash.
Yo, if it's whack, yo, you already know. I ain't even got to say it, yo. If it's whack, just don't. You got a lane for whack stuff, too. So just go do your thing. But
don't come up here, man.
Don't come over here, man. There's only heat over here, man. It's like a volcano or something. I don't even understand.
Volcanic eruption,
it's a
man.
Volcanic eruption. That's a fact.
I always wanted to do that. I'm sorry.
The energy was real.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm a part of the culture.
I appreciate it, man. That's what it's all about, the culture.
Yeah,
it's
man,
all
I
for the love.
We appreciate you coming up here, man.
Yeah, so please tell people like where they could find you and all your stuff.
Yeah. Well, you could definitely find me at Nomadic Movements. Vash the Knife. That's my tag names at Vash the Knife, VASHTHEKNIFE. That's the Instagram, or really you could follow Nomadic Movements. Nomadic Movements. Y'all know how to spell. I'm not about to just keep doing this Achilles and the B thing all day. You know what I'm saying? But just for all clarity, for those that are Russian or Italian, or those who don't know English, Nomadic Movements, NOMADICMOVEMENTS, and there's an underscore between the two. I'm not going front, you know. So if you can't get it, man, damn, I did a bad job. But that's where I'm at, you know. And I got a bunch. There's just 2018 is going to be a crazy year. I'm just trying to stay humble, and I'm just trying to stay in the dark so I could bring whatever into the light, you know. I'm just trying to be silent and just work, just
man,
work.
You're just spitting bars, just talking.
Yeah. Yeah, yo, it's that real. It's that easy for me. So bars ain't nothing. That's why I'm trying to get the business right. Bars is like, I do it in my sleep. But business,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got to wake up to business, because sometimes, you know, it's all about shaking hands and representing your brand right. So that's what I'm working on right now.
That's definitely what we're doing here at Black Seinfeld. Like, we got the radio stuff down. It's just, you know, got to push, talking to people. Actually went to a concert on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday night. Monday night. Went to see Open Mike Eagle in Brooklyn. And while I was there, I was actually talking to some people, you know, in the crowd before the artist came in. It's like, oh,
networking.
Yeah. Networking.
Networking.
You know? It's weird. It's really weird to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, once you do it and you start talking, like, you know, self-promoting yourself. And
it goes pretty easy.
It's pretty easy. And we got cards. You know, I was giving out the cards. And even after, because Open Mike Eagle was opening for Y? Question mark. And after Heath was finished, because he's also an independent artist too, he went to the back, started selling his clothes. I met up with him, and you know,
everybody
got an autograph from him.
That's
cool.
Dope. Everybody's just doing their thing. Everybody's doing their business. So that's why we trying to hop into that lane. Just do your business, man. Just do your business. I support y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, because I seen y'all from there to now, and y'all that came up.
Trying, man.
That's how I do it. I try to support the independent artists.
Yeah, it ain't even about trying. Y'all just doing it. You know what I mean? Y'all just doing it. So that's a blessing.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Definitely a blessing.
And I always did say, like, once I get to a level where, okay, our voices can be heard even more to a wider audience, I'm like, I'm never going to forget the people I've met that I feel are very talented. And you are definitely one of those people that are very talented. And you're more than a rapper, too, man. So that's why I wanted to have you on, because you have an interesting story, too.
I appreciate it, man. Please, everyone, go check out Basics International, man, because I love helping the kids. I feel real disappointed. Like, yo, I had this kid. Like, I had some spitters over there in Ghana. Y'all better watch out, man, because Ghana got a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of the kids, it's like, I ain't been back in, like, 2 years. You know what I mean? That joint is, like, low-key. Like, you want to make sure everybody good. You know what I mean? And they've been doing a great job over there, just that organization, Basics International. They've been doing an amazing job, you know. So, and what we try to do is try to get as many people involved in terms of just, like, if literally –
Yeah.
No BS. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to go and teach kids a class in radio, hosting radio, this and the third, you could do that. I'm pretty. They have a studio, radio studio there.
You see that, you craft the class, and that's it.
Just craft the class. I mean, go and talk to her, break it down what you want to do, what you're interested in, a certain amount of time, set a date, and it's available. These kids have learned a lot of things. We have a good, you know, they have a good relationship with NYU. So even right now, there's some NYU students that's there now. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of college students that go there, and mostly from abroad countries, Germany and things like that. But just so that, like, really young kids here, you know what I mean, graduates, college graduates, so you could get an experience outside of the U.S. Right. We just go straight from school to looking for a job, and then we get pipelined into the system. You know what I mean? You don't even experience anything outside of your reality. So, you know, I would say everyone, if it's not Ghana, something, find something that you believe in and just go travel the world real quick, go and experience something. And then if you want to come back to this and do the little cat and mouse game, you feel free to do that.
Word. Well, I always did want to go to Africa.
You gotta find a way to get there.
Word, that would be dope.
Interesting.
Word, you know what I mean? Man. So that could definitely be arranged if y'all want. That ain't no problem. That ain't no thing.
Cool.
Shout out to the listeners. You know, if you want to do that, you know, we already said the tag of where to find them.
Word.
Yeah.
All listeners, I appreciate y'all. Y'all gotta keep kicking it, man. Y'all gotta keep kicking it. I appreciate this. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all doing y'all thing up here. It's Black Seinfeld, Vash the Knife, VTK, Nomadic Movements. It's a whole lot of love, man, and it's crazy because I know exactly, like, I can see it. I can see the future right now, man. Where y'all going to be at is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. We're going to be laughing about this right here.
Of course. Definitely going to have you on the show again.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for the love and the positive reinforcements and your energy, man. It's always appreciated, man. And I know you're going to be big, man. I always told you this, bro. Yeah. You're going to be big.
Yeah, you did always tell me that. That's a fact.
So anytime you got, like, a song, you know, just hit us up. We could definitely play for you.
Yeah, that could be a song of the week, man. That could be definitely a song of the week for next week.
I bet. We're going to talk. We're going to talk because I got some things I'm working on. I'm going to make sure everything is clean and nice and polished for y'all. So y'all ain't
getting
no trouble, no curse words, nothing like that.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You know, so that's all.
Greatly appreciate
it. I'm going to do that. And then we just going to keep building. We're going to keep going from there.
Yeah. All right, y'all. This is Black Seinfeld. We want to thank you guys for tuning in once again, man. We want to thank once again our guest, Vash the Knife, for joining us, man. From everyone. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, man. Like us on Facebook. If you like this episode and you rock with us, man, don't forget to subscribe and rate and comment on iTunes and Facebook. And, oh, yeah, we don't use SoundCloud anymore.
No more.
And Twitter and Instagram. MySpace. You know, all the social medias, all right?
Yeah.
Don't forget. We thank you very much for joining us again. Signing off.
I'm Bashanista.
I'm Psyche.
Peace.
Peace. Yeah, yeah, yeah.